Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
There we go. Go ahead. We can bring that down. How are we doing there, Shanto? Can you hear me there over that feed? I'm getting a little bit loud over there. I said, let's just let that play out. Too bad that wasn't some AC/DC. Hey, welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Program. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom again today and every day from this Crossbreed Holster studio chair. Some weird stories out today, some sad stories out today. But before I go there, I want to direct you over to armedamericanradio.com. If you missed the weekend show last night, it was a really great program. It always is a really fun program. Neil McCabe called in. We get great commentary from Neil in a different perspective, because we have a little bit more time. The hour doesn't fly so fast on the Sunday program, on the Big Monster Sunday broadcast. And I was able to bring you an hour of Rick Ector in Detroit, Michigan. Rick is a stand-up guy who was the lead part, or the featured part, of a story out of Detroit, Michigan, that I believe is a game-changer. Let me see if I can find that really quick. I bet I can. It's a game-changing story. The left can no longer refuse to accept what is happening. And by that, I mean, and here he is. Packing heat in Detroit, Motown residents answer police chief's call to arms. If you were listening to the show last night, we discussed it in detail with Mr. Ector. But when you click on that link, as I just did, you heard the click, click, you get a really cool photograph headlining the story, packing heat in Detroit, Motown residents answer police chief's call to arms. And it looks like it was written by a Perry Sharamonte over at Fox News. But the lead photo up on top is our good friend and your good friend, Rick Ector, who is an NRA-certified instructor, and he runs the LegallyArmedInDetroit.com blog and DetroitCCW.com, and one of the most popular firearms instructors in the Metro Detroit area. I probably don't have to remind you that Detroit is suffering, like most liberal, Democrat-run, long-time Democrat-run cities, is suffering horrible crime because the liberal policies are coming home to roost. They're failed. Same as in Chicago, same as in Baltimore, same as in every other big liberal city. You're watching Mayor de Blasio destroy New York right in front of your face. I just had a conversation with someone in Manhattan moments ago. It's astonishing what's happening in New York City, right in front of our face. Big liberal Democrat mayors, politicians, city councils, attorneys general, literally destroying their towns. And Police Chief Craig in Detroit has issued a call to arms to his citizens. We can't be there when you call us. The budgets are busted. We don't have the money. We're losing officers. And according to Rick last night, it's taking sometimes 30, 40, 50 minutes for police to show up on calls. You know what can happen in 5 minutes, let alone what can happen in 30, 40, 50 minutes plus. A lot of mayhem can happen. Your death can happen in the blink of an eye, man, in the blink of an eye. And Detroit citizens, Detroit, by the way, 83% black. They're arming themselves. They are fed up. They've had enough. And the Chief Craig effect is working in Detroit. Why is it a game changer? The liberal media can only ignore this for so long. Baltimore, murders through the roof. Chicago, what a joke that is. Chief McCarthy, soup, whatever they call him up there. It's amazing to me he even has a job. But of course, when you're towing the Democrat line and you're a little Pied Piper and all you're doing is following the Democrat flute player, in this case, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, you're going to have a job. It's cronyism. It's politics as usual. It's corrupt Chicago. They don't care about what's happening up there. The media doesn't care. How many dead? How many dead have you heard on CNN in Chicago today? This month? Did you even hear them? Of course not. Schumer calling, Schumer telling you about it? Any of the anti-gun media establishment telling you? Of course not. It doesn't fit their narrative, which is you, law-abiding citizens. That's what they're after. They're not after crime. It's a joke. Detroit's going to change that. This can only be ignored for so long. And the press coverage is starting, you're starting to see more of it. It's happening. Once that box is open and the truth creeps out, you see the fingertips of truth coming out of that box, got that visual? Then the lid pops off. Eventually they're going to have to cover it. That what's working for crime to stop crime in Detroit is lawfully armed citizens saying, you know what, I've had enough of this. And once the people, the good people of Baltimore, begin to figure that out, and somebody gets to stand up in Baltimore and say, man, we need to follow that model, just like Sheriff Clark did in Milwaukee, then Baltimore will begin to fix itself. Then Chicago will begin to fix itself. Detroit's a game changer. You watch that. Watch that over the next coming months and year. You're going to see that happen. Later on in the show, I'll talk to you a little bit about the trooper down in Louisiana killed. Horrible story down there in Louisiana. Terrible story. More information on that breaking. I guess the roommate of the murderer was found dead just a little while ago. And if you saw this murderer's picture, you can see evil in his eyes. Don't think evil exists. Go look at his picture. Absolutely incredible. The Oklahoma labor commissioner fatally stabbed in a restaurant by his son, who, when he staggered out of the door looking for help, his son followed him and finished him off with a steak knife. It's unbelievable. Don't think evil exists? Yeah, evil exists. You might even be related to it. But there's one story in particular that really has me burned up. Really has me burned up, and I want your opinion. So I'm going to solicit phone calls from you today on this hour. And that is Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese refused to serve a police officer. Now, this is an anti-gun company at their corporate level. Chuck E. Cheese, no guns allowed, you know. The stupidity. This is a gun-free zone, phony gun-free zone. But a Kentucky Chuck E. Cheese kicked out a police officer in the city of Bowling Green because he was armed. Our firearms policy does not apply to officers in uniform, management said. We do have a no firearms policy for civilians and off-duty non-uniformed officers, as if somehow the gun is going to jump out unless you're wearing a uniform. This is stupidity. This is beyond ignorance. This is beyond ignorance. This is sheer agenda-driven stupidity. Nothing short. That's all it is. It's asinine politics, period. There is no other explanation. But they refused to serve a police officer who was wearing a polo, undoubtedly with his logo on it. More than likely, you've seen the routine, right? Probably wearing the polo police with his name on it. Probably had the badge on his belt. Probably wearing a pair of 5'11 tacticals. That's the general polo type police uniform. He was refused service because he had a firearm. Here's my dilemma. The sane me says, scream from the rooftops, never go in Chuck E. Cheese. This is just ludicrous. Why would you give them a penny? Why? Well, of course we wouldn't. The insane part of me, on the other hand, the angry Mark, when I read this crap, from these are just stupid people. I don't know any other way to describe this. This is beyond ignorance. The truth is out there. They don't want to hear it. They're ignoring it. This is just plain old asinine, agenda-driven politics, period. That's all this is. So the insane part of me says, no. Enough is enough. How many times have I told you we have got to take back the language? We must take back the language. I'm all about calling for walking into every Chuck E. Cheese, 2 million armed citizens strong, carrying concealed on a given date and time, carrying your weapon, and then on a given date and time, sending management a photograph of you sitting in their no gun allowed establishment with your gun, eating a friendly meal, proving to them just how stupid they are. Agree with that or disagree? 877 956 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. I would love to get your perspective. You can chime in over at facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Many thousands of you have. About 12,500 of you have already. Patronize them? Don't patronize them. I believe by adhering to their boneheaded, asinine, politically driven agenda, we're simply giving them credibility that they haven't earned. We are legitimizing their stupidity and their ignorance. Maybe we ought to go in there and say, you know what? Enough is enough. Hey, by the way, here's a picture of me eating in your establishment safely while armed. Armed American Radio continues right after this. 877-956-9566.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Walters. It is, and I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We have the phone lines lit up. I'm asking you today, do we violate the no gun Chuck E. Cheese sign? The sane part of me says, just don't give them your money. That's the general rule of thumb. But you know what? The insane, angry Mark says, no. Enough is enough. By letting them get away with this, we are legitimizing their idiocy, their unconstitutional, un-American behavior, and maybe, just maybe, where it's lawful. See, where I sit in Georgia, I can blow right past their sign. I'm not violating any law. And as long as my gun is concealed, they're never going to know it. I'll sit there, enjoy my meal, happily smile at the manager and give him his money, armed. What do you think about that? What do you think about that? Let's go to Scott in Miami. Scott in Miami, you're on Armed American Radio. How you doing, brother?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, Mark.
Hey, I appreciate it. You tune in down there on WOCN, 1450 more than likely, right?
Yes, and thank you for getting them down here.
Ah.
Appreciate that. Listen to them when I'm not listening online.
Well, good. You're listening online right now. You get to listen to this later in the program. Scott, your thoughts on my comments. Is enough enough? Is it a smart thing to do, or should we just ignore it?
No, we need to take this back. We need to let them know that law-abiding citizens aren't the enemy. I think you're right. I think we need to go in there, and for about the next month, about once a week, you know, 2 million people pouring into their stores, and all of a sudden they don't for the next, you know, 6 days. Do that for a month, just once a week, and they're going to see the power. They're going to see it on their spreadsheets. So I think we need to make a statement.
Okay, that's what I want to talk about today, and I'm glad you called in with that, because there's a flip side to that. Right now, Scott, in Miami, someone is saying, yeah, they're going to see it on their spreadsheet. They're going to see $2 million or $3 million or $5 million or $10 million extra dollars from people who they've been banning from their shops. Now, I get that. I understand that. That's generally that's my general rule. But I'm talking about insane, angry Mark here now, okay? The same Mark that preaches day in and day out, we've got to take this back. We have to take back the language, Scott. Common sense. They don't own that. We do. We own common sense.
Well, they lie,
cheat, and steal. So
they do.
Are we legitimizing their gun-free zone by adhering to it instead of saying, you know what? Listen, I'm going to spend a few bucks. I'm going to walk in happily. I'm going to patronize your establishment. I'm going to do it in violation of your rule. Oh, and by the way, here's a photo of it. And like you said, 2 million plus strong. Will that send a message?
Yes, it will. And I think it'll send it loud and clear that they're actually discriminating against a portion of the population, the law-abiding population, just because you have your civil right to defend yourself according to the Second Amendment.
So you're not afraid to go in there and give them money to a no-gun establishment, to make that statement, to delegitimize them. You're willing to do that?
Absolutely.
I like that. Hey, Scott, Miami, thank you very much for calling. Keep listening on WOCN. Great affiliate down there on 1450 AM and a new one. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your phone call, Scott. Appreciate it much.
Thank you, sir.
You got it, brother. Okay, we've got that's interesting. I would have thought, and if I had put money down, I would have bet money that the first call that came in would have been no way. Would have been no way. We have a second call. Todd. Todd, I think, is in Salt Lake City. Todd, you're on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. What are your thoughts? Are we legitimizing them? Say again, Sean. Which one? Now, you go ahead and hit that for me, please, if you would. There we go. Todd, thank you very much. You're on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Are we legitimizing them? Or are we not legit? What are we doing here? Should we go in there and pay them and make a statement that says, you know what, you're wrong, I'm fed up with you and your dopey un-American policy, and here's why. Look what I did. Maybe if 2 million of us did that, send a message.
I love that idea. Yeah, I think a little bit of civil disobedience, I think, is awesome, and sending them the photo. Here in Utah, also like Georgia, those no gun signs have no no bearing on criminal law in Utah. So our hospitals are all like that here too, and I carry armed every time I go to the hospital. And so I ignore those signs. And so, well, I, you know, places of business and things like that that aren't, you know, like courthouses and things like that. You know, I go armed in my kids' schools too because it's legal. But I think we definitely need to send a message to Chuck E. Cheese. I've not been there ever. Well, maybe once many, many years ago, but I think we may need to pay them a visit. I'll bring my family, my kids, and I'll go armed happily and then send them a picture after. I think that would be fun.
That, you know, that would be fun to do. This is a conversation. Todd, have you listened to the program for a long time?
Oh, many years, yes.
Okay, so you've heard me say, no doubt, about Jared Jewelers, for example. We've discussed the Waffle House down south of the Mason-Dixon line, right, where their corporate policy is this, but their local people don't care. I mean, there have been open carriers in the state of Georgia in Waffle Houses that have thwarted armed robbery attempts. Are they a no-gun? You know, that's debatable. I guess it depends on where you are. I've never thought of them as such because every manager I've ever spoke to has said, you're welcome to come in here armed. Now, that's our corporate policy, but here locally we do things different. It's not a violation of law here. So, Todd, what do you say to the guy or gal who's listening to you right now, the diehard, and I completely understand their position because it's generally mine too. Mm-hmm. Forget them. Don't pay them a penny. They haven't earned it. They don't deserve it. I'm beginning to think, insane angry Mark is beginning to think, you know what? No, maybe this is the way we take it back. Maybe we focus on this one incident because this is an organization or a store, just even if it's one boneheaded manager, Todd, who refused to serve a cop. Come on. We can use this to highlight the absurdity of no-gun signs and take this back. Maybe this is a step in the right direction. So what do you say to the guy that says, no way, don't do it, don't walk in, just don't give them your money, just guess what happens?
Well, they don't know about it. You got to tell them. It needs to be communicated that, hey, this is why you're losing customers or this is why, you know. I know when I got my Smart Carry holster a while back, there was a card that came with it to show to managers of places like this to say, hey, I'm not going to spend my money here. And it had, you know, a nice little script to tell them. This incident, Chuck E. Cheese, reminds me also in Phoenix, Arizona area, the officer was actually a friend of mine. After finishing a SWAT exercise, he went to pick up his daughter from school, and he was armed. And the principal in the school asked him not to be armed when they go into his school. And it made theblaze.com, and it was all over the news. It was like last year. And he was a personal friend of mine. And yeah, it's ludicrous, these left-wing liberals. It makes no sense. But we've got to tell them. We've got to stand our ground. They are discriminating against the Second Amendment.
You're absolutely right. And Todd, I agree with you. First of all, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you for tuning into Armed American Radio for years, as you said. And I do appreciate your participation so far. That's interesting. 2-4, teaching Chuck E. Cheese a lesson. Interesting. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this. I'm Mark Walters.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall.
all because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneoffourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
That was an interesting segment. I like that topic. Angry Mark came out about that. I got angry when I saw that. I thought this is just pure stupidity. We preach ending these ludicrous gun-free zones. They're getting people killed. How many times and how many times do we have to see this, and for how much longer are we going to put up with it? What are we going to do about it? What message do we send these business owners? So my question to you is this. Is it sending a message to them by not patronizing them? They're not going out of business. Quite honestly, not enough of us are not patronizing them for them to feel it. They're still there. They're still there. Maybe they would feel it the other way around. Maybe they would feel it if we actually went in there and did pay them. Maybe they'd see an uptick. And then we let them know. Here's my photo. Good heavens, I'm armed in your establishment. Nothing happened. That's a legitimate question. Angry Mark says, you know what? That's the way we take this back. We prove our point. We prove their idiocy. We teach them. We educate them. We show them the lunacy of their gun-free policy. Then we take that money back. Then we've taken something back that's real to them, something that they just had. I'd be willing to do it. But I would love to hear from more of you about that. Twitter me, tweet me at AAR Mark, and let me know what you think about that. I will continue to follow this. I think we're on to something there. I think that would really send a message to Chuck E. Cheese. We also have another line lit up here on line one. Let me go to this call over here. Line one, you are on Armed American Radio.
Mark, it's a pleasure and a privilege as always. I had to call in.
George the Mad Ogre Hill sneaks in on me. George, I appreciate it. Hey, listen, you've been listening, I take it then, right?
I have, and I've got to lay down some Oakley wisdom on this topic here. Here's my take. I agree with you, and I respectfully disagree with you on this topic in this instance. We're talking about Chuck E. Cheese. We're talking about an organization that was, like, popular back in, what, the 80s or way early 90s. Their pizza's disgusting. Their animatronic bears frighten children. This is not a place. Let's pick our battles, okay? Let's pick our battles to a place that matters because Chuck E. Cheese, I mean, I'm willing to take one for the team, but I'm not willing to choke down a piece of that pizza. That stuff is nasty. So let's follow the advice of Sun Tzu. Let's pick our battles someplace that matters, someplace that will feel our effect. Because you know what? Most gun owners who have enough sense, none of us are going to Chuck E. Cheese anyway.
Well, you That's know, Georgie, you may be right, and I understand. It looks like angry George came. That's why I wanted to open this can of worms today. Just so you know, in 2014, Chuck E. Cheese revenue was $832.82 million. It's not a fly-by-night operation. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never eaten a Chuck E. Cheese ever, and I have two kids, 10 and 12 years old, and I've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese. They've been anti-gun. I've had no reason to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not something I really don't care about it. But
and
when
it's
you
been
pick and choose your
so
battles,
many years they don't care.
Well, maybe it's time, George. That's why I wanted to open this can of worms. That's why I wanted to have this conversation. And I'm not being argumentative with you. This is the question I'm asking. So I want to throw this out at you, and play a little bit of devil's advocate. You say we have to pick and choose our fights. I completely understand, and I completely agree. And I don't pretend to have the answer here. That's why I'm asking the question. So far, the two callers that called in were in total agreement with, maybe we should make a statement. We heard from Scott down in Miami, and we heard from Todd out in your old stomping ground.
And I agree. Maybe we should. But let's pick our battles to some place that has, let's just say, a little bit more pull in the market. I mean, Starbucks was a big issue. Let's not play them again. But a place like Applebee's or TGI Fridays or someplace like that, you know, Australia, you know, the Outback Steakhouse, something like that, you know, we want to go, that we would normally go to, but, you know, because anti-gun policies, we're not going. Okay, let's pick one.
George, at $832.82 million, somebody's going to Chuck E. Cheese. That number can't be discounted. That number is up from 2007 of $785.32 million. But, you know, when we talk about picking our battles, again, some devil's advocate here for you.
Maybe they picked
the battle, George. Maybe they did. And think about in these terms. Lots of kids in Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, my God, that frightens the left. Oh, my God, kids and guns. What a statement that would make if 2 million gun owners harmed nobody today in Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. No, see, if I'm going to go out, you know, get my friends together, we're going to go get something to eat, you know, Chuck E. Cheese is literally probably the last place I'd go. I would rather get, you know, hot dogs, you know, from a carny at, you know, the local carnival, something like that. But Chuck E. Cheese is just nasty. I don't know how they're making so much money. That's incredible. And if they're laundering that much cash, I guarantee it's not through their pizza. Maybe, you know, a bunch of birthday parties is one thing, but, you know, let's pick our battles. This isn't it. You know, let's go someplace that's going to have a more pronounced effect, you know, across the country. You know, maybe Whole Foods, maybe Publix, maybe, you know, someplace that's, you know, let's say worthy of our business. These guys have been anti-gun forever. You know,
well, here's the problem, George. Whole Foods didn't make national news by refusing service to a police officer. Chuck E. Cheese did. That's, of course, why I'm focusing on Chuck E. Cheese today. Chuck E. Cheese refused service of a armed police officer. Chuck E. Cheese's story went national. This is how we capitalize on something like that and make that statement. Now, I will say this. I can answer your question as to how they're making that much money. And that is, Daddy, can we go to Chuck E. Cheese today, please? Lots of kids have lots of sway. That's why Chuck E. Cheese does what they do. But no, your position is well taken. You don't disagree with that concept. You just disagree of that using that as a location, right?
Exactly. Let's pick our battles and let's find some place that maybe has just turned anti-gun for some reason, and then show them some effect. These guys, I don't know anybody that goes to Chuck E. Cheese. So gathering up our friends and going someplace else or going to it's not going to matter to them.
Well, okay, but here's I got to throw this out at you, George. That famous statement, Nixon, I don't know anybody who voted for him.
There are lots of people who do. Okay. I got another famous statement. This comes from Captain Kirk about the Klingons. Let them die. Don't trust them. Don't believe them. Let them die. That's my opinion on Chuck E. Cheese.
All right, well, I'm going to take this. I'll chalk this up. That's three pro-gun individuals who said, you know what, maybe that is a way to turn the tables. Maybe that is a way. You didn't disagree with me there. You just disagreed about the venue. And I completely appreciate that. I appreciate that's a legitimate part of the conversation. However, and we're getting ready to take a break now. I've got about 15 seconds, so I'll lead into this. And we come back, I want to ask you a couple other questions about what happened in Louisiana. Terrible story down there. But someone's going to Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese put this in the forefront and it got national news. When a story like that gets national news, we might be able to capitalize on it by doing just that and using it as a tool to take a well-known, long-time anti-gun company and fix them. We might be able to do it. Don't know? Great question. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. I'm Mark Walters. George, you can stick around with us. You called in. You might as well stay with us. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this. We'll keep George the Mad Ogre Hill on the phones with us. Be right back. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, USCCA on air. USCCA on air. I tell you all the time to make sure to head over there. Let's head over to USCCA on air together. What do we see out there? USCCAonair.com. We'll see if there's been any changes to that site, which is designed specifically for you. And it still is 7 days, 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 30 seconds from the sound of my voice. You could be one of 10 lucky winners to win this massive prize package when you activate your USCCA membership today. $364 value. 10 of you are going to win. That's 3,640 bones they're giving away. Yet again, that package consists of two crossbreeds, a crossbreed gun and magazine holster, two of them. A magazine reloader, a USCCA fitted head. It's a very cool head. It's very high quality, by the way. I have one of those. USCCA 511 tactical range-ready bag. I have one of those. Mine's not USCCA branded. I have to fix that. 10 USCCA branded IDPA-style targets, a USCCA T-shirt of your size, and USCCA branded eye and ear protection. All you have to do is activate a membership package today. USCCA on air. Check back regularly to find out what promotions are up. In many cases, you will see those promotions before I do. Now, we've got 7 days from the sound of my voice. 7 days, 7 hours, 10 minutes, and 25 seconds. So head over to USCCA on air and check that out. George the Mad Ogre Hill, he joins me here on Armed American Radio. He called in. He was one of those callers. George, welcome back to the show, brother. Pleasure to have you here as usual.
It's always fun. It's always fun. And these topics, you know, they just get you fired up, and you just can't help but to voice your opinion. So,
yeah, well, I gather that you don't like Chuck E. Cheese, and you don't know anybody that goes there. And I can honestly say I've never been. But your opinion, I've got you chalked up over here as, yeah, I think the concept might work, but Chuck E. Cheese ain't the right venue. And that's what makes America great. We can say these things, and we can agree. I don't really know yet. It's just something that popped in. It popped into Angry Mark's head when I read that, because I get fed up. And let me tell you why that makes me sick to my stomach. There's a story today, yesterday actually, out of Louisiana that is yet again another police officer, this one a trooper, on a traffic stop. A benign traffic stop. No such thing as a benign traffic stop anymore, is there, George?
Well, this case, I just heard an update to the report. This case was the trooper was responding to a reckless driver call.
Right.
And when he got to the scene, the car was in a ditch. So he didn't actually come up with, you know, with the intent of pulling them over because he was already in the ditch. He comes up and the dash cam has him telling the driver, you know, help is on the way. And then that's when the criminal pulled out the shotgun and blasted the trooper. So this situation was, this guy was going someplace with lethal intent. He had murder on his mind, evil in his heart. And this trooper, unfortunately, just got in the way. But it could have been anybody that got in this guy's way.
Trooper Stephen Vincent, 43 years old, married with a 9-year-old, passed away this morning after that vicious assault yesterday. A terrible, terrible story. The bottom line to this is evil exists. And if you don't believe me, I want you to head over, Google it up, and look at this man. His name is Kevin Daigle. And I want you to look at this man's face. He literally is the face of evil. Now, that trooper could have been the man hours earlier that walked into that Chuck E. Cheese. I want you to think about it in that perspective. That police officer that was refused service because he was carrying his gun, mind you, his duty pistol. By the way, the gun I carry is my duty pistol too when I'm defending my own life and that of my family. And the Constitution says I have that right. And by the way, so does Kentucky law. So when I see this, George, this is why Angry Mark came out on this story. Maybe it's time to send a message. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's going to cost us some money. Maybe we might have to hold our nose while we pay for it. But maybe that message might be so powerful that the media and management have to take note. Because this guy could have been the man that walked into that Chuck E. Cheese. And that, George, I think is what angers me more than anything else. Your thoughts?
You know, that is a very good point. That's a very good point. You know, these places, you know, the highest population, you know, segment in these in Chuck E. Cheese are children. They are precious. They need to be protected. And these are gun-free zones. So there is desperately needed, like one of your other callers says, you know, in certain states, you know, a no-gun sign has no weight of law, and he's going to carry in there anyway. Well, you know, that's me, that's probably you, and that's probably a great many of your listeners as well. You're not breaking the law, you know, because that is an illegal sign. That's just the company voicing their political bias. So follow the law in your local jurisdiction, in your local area. Make sure you always obey all the gun laws. And if you can carry in there, sign or not, do so. Because going in there, especially if you're bringing in your kids, you know, there's no reason to go into a gun-free zone if there's any other option.
All right. This is a good point, and I close out the program. We've added a little bit to the carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere, never leave your cave without your club. I've been saying that. I've been signing off every broadcast since 2009 with that, and I will continue to do so. And I've added, never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you are. You're smart enough to figure out what that means. But there's someone out there right now saying, I'm not going in there, George. I don't have to go in there and give them my money. And I'm not disagreeing with that person. That's me too. Unless there's no other option. If it's a place you have to go and you're not violating the law, that's up to you. And I know people from both sides of the fence, George. I know people that are going to say never. They will do without. Okay. Or they will drive across another state line to go somewhere else, period. I wouldn't vacation in a particular place for years, and I still won't to this day because I'm not welcome there. And, you know, interestingly, George, my firearms aren't welcome. I'm going to be in Minnesota this weekend on the Armed American Radio Summer Fall Tour. Minnesota does not accept either of my two permits, either Georgia or Florida.
Washington State, where I was last week, does not honor either of my two permits, either Georgia or Florida. I'm not going
and
to
that's
not
a battle
go
I would
there.
Definitely fight.
Well, it is a battle you'll fight. Fortunately, I will be in very well armed company, and I will be in a location that is very well armed. I will be in the Osseo Gun Club on Monday the 31st, and I will be at the Minnesota State Fair with others on the 30th. But the point being, sometimes you don't have a choice. If you have a choice and you can go next door, by all means do so. If something you have to do or have to have is in there and you can do so legally, do it. I'm not going to be that person that says, nope, you shouldn't have done it. I understand. There's an exception to every rule, and I understand those exceptions. I've had to make those exceptions myself. So, hey, George, we're getting ready to call it quits. Brother, I really do appreciate you calling in today and heeding that request for phone calls. I really do. I always appreciate your take, and I like being, would you call it ogrified? Something like that? Ogrified?
Ogre wisdom.
Ogre wisdom. Okay, hey, George, I appreciate it. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks to all of my callers, Scott down in Miami, Todd out in Salt Lake City. Weigh in. Armed American Radio, Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Email me, tweet me, at AARMark. Love to read these on the air. We'll follow up with this again tomorrow. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. I'll see you tomorrow right here.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.